Excellent. Well, Heather, thank you for taking some time to speak with me today.
You're welcome.
So I'm speaking with you as, of course, you are a YMCA Peace Medal recipient. So congratulations.
Thank you.
And so I'd like to take this time to talk a bit about your work, which is, of course, what you're being recognized for through this through these awards. I understand a lot of your work is based around raising awareness and funds for vulnerable children and women in the Congo. And I'm curious to know what brought you into this work.
Well, my art led me there. I've always had my art has been connected to charity in some way, like giving back to the community, which then led me to go abroad to Uganda in 2008. And then it was the people that really affected me, and I turned some, a part of a body of work towards the people there. And then I ended up going to the DRC, the Democratic Republic of Congo, in 2011 after I had read a book by Lisa Shannon called A Thousand Sisters. And it told about the women, the stories of the women. And I felt as though I wanted to meet the women and create paintings of them so that I could tell their story, if that's what they wanted me to do, to raise awareness for what's going on there.
That's certainly what I picked up on. I had the chance to look at the trailer for Common Thread, a documentary film that I understand is in the works. And I understand it. There was a line in there where you said that they spoke their truth in order to change their future, and you talked about how you took that journey with them. Tell me a little bit about that journey.
Well, when I guess the thing is, if you put yourself in front of difficult stories, you have a responsibility to do something, to carry that forward and to do something. And their stories were horrific. They're in impossible stories to sort of reconcile in your heart and your mind. So in order to activate something, I just started painting, and then I found opportunities to show my work and tell people, and they'd feel it from the paintings. And one thing led to another that I would raise funds through the sales of paintings or events, fundraisers. And I had met a man on my second trip there. His name is Kazungu Hubert, who was looking after 16 orphans at the time. And we started corresponding over 4 months. And at the end of the 4 months, or just 4 months in, the M23 rebel group was invading the city of Goma, where he lived with the children. And I decided that day to see if I could raise some funds to build a home for those kids, because they were being evacuated from the home that they were living in, which was really like a shack or a barn. And 1 year to the date that I had met him, in January 10th, the year before, they moved into that home, and the 16 children had turned to 80. So all of a sudden, I had a bigger commitment on my shoulders than I ever had intended, and that led me to create an 80-piece installation called The Wall of Courage, that I painted all of the 80 children that were originally in the home. And then I started touring that to raise funds to then build a school, and we to educate all those children and more children in the community. And a friend of mine came with me, and she 10 women told us both those their stories. And so then she started a women's training center with ideas of what the women wanted, and that's been going on for, I don't know, 7 or 8 years now as well. So it's just a story that keeps evolving.
And really, as you talk about women sharing stories, and then you as the artist, what do you feel is your role as the artist in this?
I suppose for myself, it's all I know how to do. I'm not a political person. I can't go and, try and change the rules, or advocate for people in any other way, this is the only way I know how is to paint. So that's what I continue to do, and to use that platform to reach people and to raise funds. So my responsibility is just to be honest with where I'm coming from, I guess. I think it's just a human connection to, if people are suffering, I believe that we need to do something to stop them from suffering.
I understand currently you're looking to partner with businesses and also looking for 10 new child sponsors before Christmas. Can you tell me a little bit more about both of these initiatives?
Yeah, so we started a nonprofit in 2018 called The Art of Courage. So this has formalized the support we're giving to this community, and which is really great because there's then a lot of people are helping me to do this. But we have 23 staff, we have 400 kids that we're educating. It's become a lot bigger of a project than I could ever have handled on my own. And because of the US Canadian dollar, the food prices have doubled over the last year or two. We're challenged to raise the funds. The funds have probably taken on about $40,000 more than we initially walked into 4 years ago. So we created a nice deck where businesses could join up and help with, pay, they could donate to help in specific ideas like paying a teacher's salary for a year or buying school supplies for a classroom. So we're trying to get creative ideas that businesses could then come on and partner, and we could highlight them and they could be highlighted over there. It's just a community here supporting community there.
And this is reaching out to the local community here in Kingston and surrounding area.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that businesses are looking, as they should, to support local, but also globally and environmentally. So this is sort of an opportunity for something global, a global support system for, maybe communities that don't have a net like we luckily do here. We have a lot of nets, and I recognize them because I know what it looks like when they don't exist.
What would you say to those who are perhaps, again, aware of some of these inequities in the world and even in their own community? What would you say to those people who would want to make a difference but may perhaps feel like, what is it that I could really do? You know, that feeling?
Yeah, I think that if you have a gut instinct to do something, follow it. Don't let your mind tell you that it's impossible. You don't know that until you try. If I hadn't have just thought, I will try, I'll take that one small step, none of this would have happened. And I don't have, this huge network. I'm not a wealthy person by any means. I'm an artist. I make, my money selling paintings, which from the small town of Gananoque is not, the most lucrative place to do that. But somehow it's, I think because the intention is good, I think that if we follow those impulses when they're out of love, that I don't I think we'll learn a lot, but and it will always lead us somewhere better and some and better for others. And that pay and that that You know, there's that it pay it forward, or not really pay it forward, but it's when you're kind to someone, then they're kind to someone. And that's the kind of energy we want to spread instead of fear and impossibility. There's possibilities. We just don't see it enough on the news.
Well, I'm glad that you're sharing that with us and our listeners today. Sometimes we need to be reminded of that. So thank you for doing
Thanks. Keep it simple.
that.
Act from your heart, not from your brain.
And we'll just wrap up here. Any thoughts on being honored with this YMCA Peace Award?
Yeah, I think it came at a really nice time for me. The pandemic has been difficult, as it has been for everyone. So crawling out of it as an artist, but also as a nonprofit supporting others. It's you never know. To not have sort of grounding at all, it feels like things are starting to move forward again. We just had our first public showing of the documentary, The Common Thread, in Gananoque on Sunday. So it is out. We'll be releasing it to the public very soon for them to watch, everyone to watch. And, you know, I think getting this award just gives me an opportunity to speak to you and to get a little bit of press right before Christmas, which is helpful to the Art of Courage. So we can raise some funds, I guess it would be helpful, or just to inspire other people to act charitably and in as we head into the season, remember what it's for.
And finally, for those who want to learn more about your nonprofit, where's the best place for them to go?
The website, theartofcourage.ca.
Excellent. Well, Heather, thank you very much for speaking with me today. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, same with me. Thanks so much.
And that was my conversation with Heather Haynes, an artist living in Gananoque and founder of nonprofit organization The Art of Courage. Heather was recognized for her work by receiving a Peace Medal from the YMCA of Eastern Ontario. You're listening to Citizen K on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and on podcast, I'm Kareem Mosna. A new museum telling the story of local Holocaust survivors has just opened. The museum, known as Le Dor Vador, from generation to generation, is located within Kingston Synagogue Beth Israel Congregation. I had the chance to visit the synagogue and speak with Rabbi Aaron Polanski.